to make things like that. What about the wheel, people, a wheelwright? Did you ever see them, people that would make wheels?
No, they never lived close around. Yeah. Man made a wheel, they had wagons and wheels on everything back in my day. That was a long time back when they first learned how to make a round wheel.
I know this is taxing you, but do you remember, this is taxing your memory, but what kind of wagons can you remember?
The names of them?
Well, yeah, any different types?
Two or three different types of wagons. You had a one horse wagon, and then you had what they call a horse and a half. It was just a little two horse wagon or a big one, but they had a ton. You call it a horse and a half wagon. The wheels wasn't quite as heavy as two horse wagon. Mm-hmm. And for some reason or other, wagons made up in North Georgia had narrow wheels, narrow rims.
Yes.
The wagon made down here had wide rims on it. And they were all white hickory made wagons, Oldenburg wagons,
there's one from Chattanooga
made wagons too. I won't say that Oldenburg wagon come from Tennessee, but I don't know if White Hickory wagon made somewhere up in Georgia. You know they made burgers in Barnesville, Georgia. That's what kept Barnesville on the map for years. That's the biggest burger factory in the South, I think, at one time.
Huh? Well, what about the parts of the wagon now?
After you got that wagon, that was it, brother. You didn't go back and get you no parts. You made them from then on. It wasn't anything, but your axle was made out of wood and had a round hub, Yes. Old blacksmith could fix that hub, or I think maybe you could buy them hubs probably, because they would wear sometimes. But I never knew the one to wear. By God, it wore against wood all the time, Whenever it started squeaking, you'd grease it, and your wheels would get...
With that big, that black axle?
Yeah. You grease it with old axle grease. Your axle there was wood, and you had your hound that sit up there on your bolster. Some call them hound, some call them bolsters.
Yes.
But that's where your body would sit over in. It made a fifth wheel. Your body stood still, and the wagon front wheels could turn around. It just twists around. That you have see some trailers made like that now.
Right.
Pull behind you. Cars and four wheel trailers, but farmers learned how to make all them things on them wagons.
About the wheel now, the spokes went out and went in
dry and wag. You'd go to blacksmith and he'd cut a piece out of your wagon tire, pull it back together and weld it together, burn it together, and then you know how to. One of them said you weld like you weld now, but he'd get it red hot, get that iron to running. He'd beat it together and pull it around and beat it in there. And then he'd put it back on that thing. And then he'd put it if he was a good blacksmith, he'll have some cottonseed oil and have a little hole so hard it would stay there for weeks. And he'd take that wheel and sit it up and then he'd ease it round and round. That'd cool it down and it wouldn't let it burn the wood. I don't know what that oil done for it, but them good blacksmiths would have some linseed oil. It come out of cottonseed, They call it linseed, but it is such a thing as linseed oil. But cottonseed oil is just cottonseed oil.
Some people told me in dry weather the wood would begin to
shrink, and your wagon wheel would fall down every now and then if you didn't look after it. So most folks in town would whine and mess with them until they finally get to the blacksmith shop. And sometimes he'd have to take out a piece of that round wood, in that it was cut round with the hole where the spoke went in. He'd cut a piece of that out, make him a piece like that, and saw it and put it in there, and curve it, shape it out, and just about build a wheel. But old wagon wheels would last a long, long time. One man wouldn't hardly wear out of that.